Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Coming off, you know, again, a loss this week. Just thoughts on getting ready in the short week now to turn around.
Well, listen, you know, everybody faces this same challenge when you play on a Sunday and you have a quick turnaround and play on a Thursday. You know, you got to monitor your team's your health. You got to meticulously, you know, work your plan and plan your work to have a chance. And listen, in games like this, the preparation really goes all the way up to game time. And I think these two teams will know each other well enough that, you know, we've got to be alert for some gadgets and we have to be alert for some things that are going to be unexpected. But I think both teams are going to do what they do best. And you know, hey, listen, it should be a heck of a game.
That turnaround is not easy. It is quick. But, boy, both of these teams played physical teams, the Falcons in Tampa and you guys in San Francisco. Does any of that even come into play in how's and how guys' bodies actually bounce back this time of the season playing those types of teams?
Well, I'll say this. I think Mike Smith will agree with me. Every Sunday's physical, you know. And listen, I know that some teams have that reputation as being more physical than others. But, man, let me tell you something. This is a physical league, and the physicality is there every single Sunday. And, you know, we're long enough into the season where players know how to monitor their body, get themselves on a schedule, know when to get their treatment, when to get into the cold tub, you know, when they're going to their chiropractors and things like that. So, you know, both teams had the same challenges. It's a tough turnaround. We did play physical opponents a week ago, but it is what it is, you know. So, hey, listen, we got to do the best we can.
Other than the win, what did you take out of the game with the Falcons a few weeks ago?
Listen, I think the Falcons, listen, I said this the first time we played, and listen, the Falcons are playing excellent football right now. I think the most impressive thing that I see the Falcons and with five, you know, interceptions and put the ball on the ground for a turnover and find a way to win the game. And, you know, that's a football with amazing resolve right there, and that's a football team that plays one play at a time, one series at a time, one quarter at a time, and really they're judged on their body of work at the end of the game. It's very, very impressive, man, and I don't know of any football team that's overcome those kind of numbers. So, hey, listen, they've got a formula for winning down there.
Are you okay? You know, players on both sides of this really talk openly about their disdain for each other, not just being divisional opponents, but understanding the history of this thing as far back as it goes, before some of these guys were born. I know the coaches don't necessarily get into it, but players do. This is one of those few games that people talk about it out loud.
Well, listen, you would know that better than me because I don't read that stuff and I don't listen to that stuff. You know, I mean, and that's the truth. We're busy preparing our football team on a daily basis and don't have time, you know, to do all that stuff. But listen, hey, I've got great respect for their coaching staff. You know, Dirk Cutter's doing a hell of a job with this offense. I've known Mike Nolan for 20 years. I've talked about him before. Keith Armstrong, I've known forever. You know, these are guys who I can, you know, consider friends in our industry. Terry Robiskie, hell, I talk to a lot. So, I got great respect for their coaching staff and great respect for their body of work, and I don't get too involved in what the players are saying back and forth.
The concept of watching scoreboards and everything else, you guys, you know, the other day was tough for you personally, but the NFC sort of helped out. Is it a mindset of, hey, we got to take care of our own? I know that's the first thing, but there is going to be some help required, and you actually got some as a team on Sunday.
You know, I'll tell you, we're disappointed that we lost a game on Sunday. You know, I share our team's disappointment. But listen, guys, and I think anybody's going to tell you this, this is a one-day-at-a-time process. I mean, we came in here yesterday, and we got some early work done on Atlanta with our football team, and we practiced today and put first and second down and short yardage, third down in. Tomorrow's short yardage goal line in red zone. We don't have the time to look at the scoreboard, and I'm not sure I can tell you what the divisional records are right now. We concern ourselves with one thing, and that's preparing for the Atlanta Falcons, who's a heck of a football team. And listen, at the end of the year, you know, we'll see where it leads us. But, man, if you try to look too far into the future or if you look too much into the rearview mirror, this league can be unforgiving.
Joe, why is it that you guys seem to be better around the goal line defensively? I know there's spacing. I know there's less room for people to work. Maybe it's a position where you guys can fly around a little bit more and use what you're capable of physically, maybe more than in other spots of the field. But if you put your finger on why you guys have been good around the goal line?
I'll say this, and I was asked this question. I think it's a great question a couple weeks ago. You know, both offensively and defensively, our numbers have been good in the red zone and in the tight red. And as you go back through our OTAs and our training camp, we make a concerted effort to spend a lot of time down there. So not only are we talking about the red zone and the strike zone from the plus 35-yard line in and then the red zone from the 20 to the 12, but the tight red from the 12 down to the 3, there's an awful lot of time and emphasis and film study put into those areas during the off season. And I think that's helped us to be good in those two areas, offensively and defensively. And I really don't know how much time other people spend down there, but I know we spend an awful lot of time down there.
How do you feel going forward now? I know it's just the Falcons on Thursday night, but health-wise, you guys in as good a shape as you can be as the calendar goes to December right now?
Yeah, I listen, you know, I think we're probably about as good a health that we have been in. I know you said it's just the Falcons on Thursday night. No, this is the Atlanta Falcons. It's a damn good football team in front of a nationally televised audience. And, you know, we need to bring our A game and have a great week of preparation to have a chance to compete. But health-wise, you know, hey, listen, it is what it is this time of the year. I mean, but, hey, listen, we got to work through that.